It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes.
All right.
I'm turning into Brennan in this bitch, man.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Taking my headphones off.
I went for mine, too.
Yeah, man.
Y'all getting old in this motherfucker.
Hey, y'all. We're back for the 2020.
Man.
Welcome to another episode of Animation. The squad is back. Well, kind of. Myself, Rob.
Hey.
Ice. Ho-ass Brennan ain't here. I don't know where he's at. What is he doing?
He's in Vegas for CES.
He's in Vegas for CES?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's lit.
What's CES?
It's a consumer electronics show.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah. All
right. Well, Brennan's still a hoe. I think we should have a theme song for him. Ludacris, Use a Hoe.
Use a Hoe.
Ho! Yeah.
Did we all say that?
Did you say yours? That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Great. We're back for the 2020. We're glad for y'all to join us in this this new year. This is our first episode for the new year. We're glad y'all hanging with us. Glad from all the fans that been with us from the beginning to now, man, and brand new fans, man. We love to see y'all. Make sure y'all spread the word about the podcast.
Welcome.
You know, this is where we review anime, and we talk about, you know, just debate topics. We debate some topics. We talk about top tens, top fives, mm-hmm. best moments. For instance, this episode, we're going to talk about our favorite moments from anime that we watched. So remember that. This is anime that we watched from 2019. So every anime that we watch on the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
So don't be like, well, why y'all didn't mention something? We didn't watch that shit on the podcast, bro. We might have watched it on our separate time. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going off what we watched from the podcast. And you know what? Let's just Rice wrote down a nice little list for us. The list is the shows that we watched.
Before we get into that, I just want to state, like, we enter the new year, but ain't shit changed. We still the greatest fucking anime podcast in the world.
Right.
In the
2020, we're going out from now until beyond.
Beyond, little bitch.
So these are moments that are going to come from, what, Tokyo Ghoul we just watched, Villain Saga, Kuroko no Basket, Demon Slayer, Neon Genesis, Goblin Slayer, Gangsta, Megalobox, Trigun, Baki, Trash Gun, as I call it.
Trash.
And then Akira, we watched Akira, the Broly movie, and Princess Mononoke, and Mob Psycho.
Only season one, though.
All these are season one.
Yeah,
or the whole thing with Megalobox and Goblin Slayer and Neon Genesis.
Yeah, there will definitely be spoilers in this episode, for sure.
So, yeah, if you haven't watched any of those shows, turn this off.
Or if you plan to.
Yeah, if you plan to. Or if you're like me and you don't give a fuck about spoilers, listen.
Trash.
And then watch it and still enjoy it, because
how can you? I don't see how you still enjoy stuff knowing if. Especially if it's a dramatic thing or if it's like gut wrenching thing. Like, if I tell you that, how do you still enjoy it?
Go ahead.
No, here's why I still enjoy it, because I want to, because like when I was, like I told you before, when I would read Dragon Ball Super spoilers, they will give you enough of a spoiler to where you still have to watch to see what the fuck happened and how it happened. Mm. So it wasn't like when I was watching spoilers, it wasn't necessarily a full on, like, it spoiled the whole episode. It was like Vegeta, gets a new form, and like now the fight gets intensified. So something happened, and he gets a new form, but it doesn't say what happened. Like, how does he get there? How he got pushed to it and stuff. At least the spoilers that I read on that type of stuff. So
that's
not
even a spoiler.
I mean, kind of.
It's like the Netflix description of like what happens in the episode.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll give a little bit more detail. Like they'll say somebody got kicked off this, like for the Tournament of Power. It'll be like somebody got, like, Vegeta gets kicked off the stage. You're like, oh shit, that's a spoiler.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That.
I'm just thinking. I think of spoilers, I mean, like, this person died. Like, if somebody says, "Well, oh,
I mean, in Dragon Ball Super, Vegeta getting kicked off." Off the Tournament of Power is a spoiler. That's huge.
Yeah,
that was huge.
And it's kind of like a death.
Yeah,
yeah. In that particular sense. So,
like, I don't know, like Paid in Full or something. If you like, oh, you seen Paid in Full?
But I told you before, when it comes to movies, I'm like, don't tell me that shit. Like, I get pissed off. But when it comes to anime, for some reason,
that's weird.
I love knowing ahead of time, and then I want to see how it happens. Like, if so and so dies, I'll probably be like, fuck it, man. Maybe I should have waited. But now I'm just like, well, we're here now. Let's see how he died. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that doesn't make any sense to most of y'all.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Rob is being nice. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Well, like a movie is like a 2 hour like investment. And like you spend 2 hours and you already know what's gonna happen. Like when I was like a kid, like a buddy of mine like told me how Shrek ended or whatever. Like, I didn't see that shit for years afterwards because I'm like, what's the point?
What is it? Yeah.
And like, a lot of times too, when it comes to certain things, it's like a movie that I don't like that I kind of want to see, it doesn't bother me. But it, like I said, when it was like Endgame, mm-hmm. when it's like movies that I really, really wanted to see really bad, and if somebody would have said something, I would have been pissed off. Or like, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't watched Power last season, but I got to catch up.
I do too.
So I've avoided somewhat of the internet a good amount of time for Power because
I've been good on Power too, missing stuff like not. You got to fucking maneuver through internet because people just be throwing spoiler memes up like right after the episode goes off, and it's like. God damn.
Internet is like that with a lot of shows.
Oh, and they love to do it. They do it on purpose. Yeah. They'll watch the East Coast feed to spoil it for the West Coast feed.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking jerks. But we're going to get into this. We're going to give our favorite moments. We're going to do a top three, a top five, so we don't go too long, you know, each.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it's a little top five moment. Who wants to go first?
Like I said, I had notes, and then I didn't bring them. So
Very un-Rob.
It was not my finest moment. I guess in that regard, I mean, I can just like riff some shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna riff some shit anyways.
Yeah. All right. Honestly, like, I think one of my favorite moments is less about like the moment itself in the anime and more what it did for us as a show. I'm gonna say my number three moment. Is the Kato fight in Baki.
Okay. You didn't go where I thought you was going to go.
No.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go, I'm engaged.
I'm engaged.
That was on my list, too. Because I when I was like Neon Genesis, I was like, our fights and our discussions, I think, were my favorite thing about that
man.
Run.
Yeah.
That carried that whole series.
It really did.
Oh, it did. Absolutely did.
But,
Kato, yes.
But Kato, like that whole fight. Because, like, I mean, Baki had some good fights, like, on my list, definitely, like, you know, Hanayama versus Speck.
Yeah, that
honorable
was,
mention.
Yeah,
that's
that
a great
lit.
Fight. But, like, we laugh so hard about that dude just getting the absolute dog shit kicked out of him.
Man.
And then when they wheeled him up later on, like, against the American, like, with the American dude, and he's just like, no, this is my son's going to do this. And he just, like, stands up and yells at him. He's like, like, dude,
stop it.
Yeah, he just Kato, like Kato gets my number three favorite moment for us on the 2019 anime.
Hilarious.
From so I'll go with that for my number three moment.
Okay, my number three moment. This isn't necessarily a good moment. Mm. This is just a memorable moment, and I feel like this helped boost this series, not boost the series, but get us along this series. And it was probably one of the most talked about moments that we kind of went back on, which is Goblin Slayer, Goblin Rape.
Mm.
Bro, this shit has never left my head.
That was a lot.
That shit has been permanently, and I'm not saying, like I said, this is not a favorite moment. This is just a memorable moment because when this shit happened, I literally never forgot about this shit. Like, it was so impactful and because, I mean, a lot of anime that I watch, I don't watch a whole bunch of anime where stuff like that happens. Like, some people probably watch anime where, like, crazy stuff, people get, like, raped and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's just not the stuff that I'm into, so I don't ever watch that.
Right.
So this shit was pretty visual. It wasn't like...
It was intense.
It wasn't like, you know, like, pull into a room, and then all of a sudden you just knew something happened, and then the scene cut. It was like... bent over like it was crazy
like goblin hands on like ass cheeks like, it was bad
it was absolutely nuts so
literally
oh god that's terrible
that is bad
so that was my number three moment man and that was a moment that it gave us to talk about where we got a chance to shit on this anime because to me like this is in our bottom three in my opinion when it comes to anime that we watched.
I mean, that's like whenever I talk about like when we were watching that show and I was telling people like, oh, yeah, like we're doing the show, like we're watching Goblin Slayer right now. The first thing out of everybody's mouth is just like, so what about that goblin rape in episode one?
And that was the problem. Mm. Episode one.
They opened with
you didn't build up with like, all right, these goblins are motherfucking crazy.
Yeah.
Which I would have been like, okay, this is going to lead up to some crazy shit. Mm. You opened the fucking show.
They established it like they not nothing to fuck around with. Like they're little, but. They get after it.
Yeah. And which I understand, with you establish like that these, they are a problem, But bro, man.
But where do you even go? And that was one of our biggest gripes. Is like, where do you go after Goblin
Rape?
That's
kind of the issue with the show. Is that they went to a fucking 11, like out of the gate, right. And like no other moment was like lived up to that. Like as I was going through the shows, and I mean, it's hard to say live up to that because it's awful, and like sickening. But like you don't get back to that level of drama on the show,
because that's just how life is. When you think outside of rape, murder, and sometimes. Rape is considered worse than murder in a lot of cultures.
Because in some cases you got to live with that for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up when you die, you die. Yeah. But at least like it's over.
Yeah, and then with murder too, you can make a case for self defense. Ain't no self defense rape. Like you don't rape nobody in the defense of yourself. So it's like.
Right. not to be funny, but that's true. You're not like, oh, it's like, I forgot.
Yeah.
Was it a Chappelle joke or somebody saying, like, I got to rape myself out of here and it's or whatever? That's the truth. You can't, there's no reason for it.
I think, honestly, it's the top crime out here next to pedophilia. So it's like.
Yeah, those are the two. Yeah.
I remember we had somebody in the comments who was just like, I'm stopping listening to the show because you guys are doing fucking Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were just like, you know what? Like, I get why you're mad. Yeah. And like,
come back after these episodes are over. I wasn't opposed to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. But like, even looking at Goblin Slayer as like a whole, like, because, I mean, nobody else has got any other Goblin Slayer moments like on their list, right? Am I right here?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Like, because the other thing about that show, as I was thinking about like, as I was going through these, like, what were my, like, favorite moments from these shows? And it's, like, the best part of Goblin Slayer, like, when it was kind of, like, at its peak was that when he first got together with that group, they went to that dungeon, and then he got, like, fucking smacked up a bench up against the wall, and he's just like, give me the potion, give me the scroll. And
that's probably one of my
favorite
moments on the show. Like, Keenan was on fucking fire that day.
Yeah.
And I was dying laughing. Bro. Like, I played that clip over so many times, like, and I didn't have shit to do with the clip, so, but, like, he was like, bro, dog, give me something, dog.
Bro, that's the thing about that show was that the best moments were about the protagonist getting fucked up.
Getting fucked up.
It was like, dog, this is wild. But
and it's funny too, cause like how Keenan edited it on the Instagram was fucking had me dying too, cause it'd cut to him just like fucked up, and then it cut back to like him. And he's like, give me some potions or something. I fucking lost it,
dog. You know what's funny? I realized that the bad shows give us probably the funniest content.
I'd agree with that, because like we laughed a lot at Gangsta. Like when we were doing Gangsta, there was a lot of laughs. A lot of laughs going on.
Dude was deaf and shit like that. It was just bad moments with the hooker. Yeah, I feel like the three or four bad shows that we consider actually, I think, all bad. We all were like, we got some jokes out of it. I think we needed it.
Yeah,
for the show, we needed it. So that was my third one. Go ahead, Ice.
I think my third favorite moment is how mad everybody got when we did our most overrated characters, and I talked about Trunks.
No,
and then that just sent everybody the fuck off. specifically Keenan. And I think that was really one of the first times, because that was kind of the running joke for a while, is that like Keenan and I never went at each other, and we was usually on the same side. And I think that was a real turning point to where, like, honestly, from then forward, like, Keenan and I haven't been on the same, like, accord with a lot of things unless Brendan comes into the picture. And I think that was funny to me, because everybody was like, yo, what the no, because everybody thought I was gonna have somebody. Yeah. And then
I said I knew you had Trunks, and I knew you were coming to the table with it. I rewatched the clip. I wasn't like that upset. I was kind of just like,
throughout the episode, you got like,
you weren't hearing it, you were definitely not having his arguments.
Well, the only reason why I wasn't having the arguments was because I was like, It didn't make, because this is where like Ice Logic started. Like, it was just like logic that doesn't make any sense, right? It was like, how does this character fit here, but the character like Vegeta doesn't? Whereas this, because I don't have an issue with Trunks being overrated. I don't need. I even said on there. I said I don't disagree with that he's overrated. I said I like Trunks because he's dope. To me, like, he's a dope character design, and he's my character. I don't think he's the best character. Fuck no, he's not the best character on Dragon Ball. That's crazy to say. But my thing was, like, if you're going to go off the points that you were making about no kills, no significant kills, when he actually has some, but then Vegeta, who's considered the second best character or some the best character on the show,
right,
doesn't have any significant kills, that was my only argument.
But I feel like he did. I don't want to get all the way back into it, but, like, I think for Trunks, how when you mention Trunks to anybody that watched Dragon Ball Z, their eyes light up. They go. But
who say he's the, like, they never say he's the best character in a sense of like what he's done. They say this because they like him. It's like if somebody likes Krillin because Krillin might be the or like Yajirobe because he's a comic relief. It's in that sense.
But people all. But then that favorite always kind of bleeds into like he's the best type of thing. Like not everybody, but some people's like, I like him so much that I feel like he's the best. And then it's like the nostalgia thing kicks in, and then you just keep filling your head in with stuff that's really not, like, not true, but it's like, yeah. I think how big Frieza was and all the shit that Goku went through to fight him and how many bodies that Frieza had, and then to, you know, and how he, you know, the Namek blowing up in 5 minutes and then Goku damn near dying to kill him. Mm-hmm. And then for
Trunks to come
and make mincemeat up
like
that.
Fool.
I think that resonates in people's head, but it's like after that he didn't do anything. But I feel like that was just such a defining moment.
Only moment that he had that was considered probably big and probably not to us, but was big to him, was going back to his future and beating the androids.
Right.
Because they literally damn near destroyed the whole human race.
Right.
So him going, he had two significant moments that made sense in the show anyways. Mm. And I think, I would say that moment with Frieza is huge because we just watched that battle with Frieza go like, dog, we didn't know Goku's going to get out of this shit.
Right, yeah.
And literally this new guy comes in and is just like, bro, this is easy work. Right. We're like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
But I think we let that hold on too much. And I think we put that as – and then just growing up, because I love Trunks too, but it's just like going back and looking at then how he bitched out when he fought Cell, like – that shit, yeah. I was just like, that you overrated at that point because you got super swole. And then the fact that you didn't go out like a G, like, your daddy was like, at least your daddy, he got his ass whooped too. Don't get me wrong, but he went out fighting. You just
but
was
I,
like,
I would
good,
say this
fam.
About I would say this about Hybrid Saiyans, because this happened with Gohan also, and then he had to get pushed. He ended up getting pushed to that point.
Yeah.
Hybrid Saiyans have half bitch in them. Maybe it's the human in them, the earthling.
Is. Yeah,
the
for
earthling
sure.
in them is half bitch.
Yeah.
Gohan has those same moments. Yeah. Goten has similar moments. It's like the actual Saiyans don't have that moment. That's what makes them the 100% a warrior race.
But not
whereas these two, like both of these guys have, Gohan has moments plenty of times where he's kind of just like, I just can't do it, guys. Like it's just like, it's just moments that these guys have, and maybe that's the human in them that makes them that way.
But if you think about it too, Gohan only has one solid moment too. Like all of the half Saiyans only have like one solid moment where they're doing something. Like the Gohan, the Cell, like the father-son Kamehameha, which which to this day pisses me off that he just couldn't have his own fucking moment by himself.
That's just the writer's standpoint. That's terrible.
But he has that defining moment. He came back in the Buu Saga with the sword and all that shit, but still didn't do nothing. Just like Trunks came back in Super and tried to do something, but didn't do nothing. Like he had both of those guys had a bunch of almost moments that didn't pan out. I think
that's even the writer's standpoint. Like to move on right after this, even with Trunks' part, it's like he beats Zamasu technically, technically cuts him in half, right? And then all of a sudden, the writer just goes, "Nah. We ain't gonna give him that shit."
Yeah.
And then it's like now Zamasu's in the sky. It's like that shit was whack as fuck.
It was, 100%.
Whereas that whole saga was fire up until that particular point. I was just like, this is how y'all end this shit?
Yeah, this is true.
But I mean, that goes to show that Trunks is a fan favorite because they brought him back for Super in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, you know
and
what
that's
mean?
What I say him being a favorite doesn't add up to him being a shitty character. Mm. Him being a favorite, I think, is character design and what he's done. But I don't, like I said, he's not the strongest. He's not the best when you break it down that way. That's what I never argued those points. I always argued how come if he's here, how come this guy's not here? Like Vegeta, my thing was Vegeta need to be right next to his ass if that's the point.
I feel like Vegeta's been there though, and he ain't never backed down. I think that's probably his saving grace.
And maybe that's what it is. He don't ever. Well, he. I mean, I guess this is
Broly was the only person I ever seen him like.
Not canon when they don't call it canon, I guess, but when he bitched at it, like I just can't.
And I was so so fucking pissed.
He was trash for that. You see the original Broly movie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you watched the original Broly. It was he was on a fucking tear. Like he was beating in the original Broly movie, he fights everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody gets worked.
He fucked up every... He grabbing...
by their head, slamming catches, balls. It's crazier. It's way crazier.
Vegeta that's just crazy. Standing there like...
Why are we even fighting this guy? Yeah, he's the legend. Why are we fighting this? Him?
I'm not.
And even Piccolo goes, that's "You're a fucking disgrace." We're right? saying, "Get the fuck out of here. Let real men fight."
Yeah, that is lame.
Yeah,
that
so
that's his only. That and how he bitched out to Beerus too.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
We first met him.
Yeah, and then he ended up stepping up. But yeah, I think that's a great moment. That was a moment where. Yeah, that might have been. Was that the turn? Well, yeah, we didn't.
After that, we would still ride together on certain things. But then I felt like. We got in a space like, all right, cool. Like, it's really everybody at that point was just like.
Everybody's solo now. Everybody's like, fuck that. I'm for me.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, shit, that overrated episode is still getting brought up. I mean, even in the chat this morning, people talking about fucking.
You got to come out. Where does this dude at? Where is his name?
I'm pretty sure this is probably the same guy that messaged me individually on Instagram. He's just like, yo, man, like, I don't know what you're talking about saying Bakugo's overrated. I'm like, Bakugo's a spoiled little bitch. Right. Like, he's a fucking baby.
Andrew Perot.
Yeah. It's funny. My brother, he's not really in anime. He's kind of in anime, but his daughter started watching My Hero, and so he started watching My Hero, and he likes Bakugo because he's like his whole thing was just like, yo, man. In all actuality, he's probably one of the smartest guys there. The way he calculates things, like things are like he's very precision based, and he always gets shit done. And he is a top three guy, probably. When he technically will be number one because he won the tournament or whatever like that. Right. But Rob is just not.
Rob
and
is so
I, like, he won the he won the tournament getting fat off cupcakes and only beat Todoroki when Todoroki was only using half his power.
Yeah.
The, one of the only interesting things about Bakugo is that he didn't take that medal because even he knows that's chump shit.
Yeah.
That he's just like, no, I didn't win that at my best. I didn't beat my opponent when he was at his best. I don't deserve this. That's like the one thing Bakugo has done that I'm like,
that.
All right, respect to Bakugo. He shouldn't get that medal because he knows he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah. My biggest thing about Bakugo is him screaming at 20.
Yeah, that shit is tough.
Oh, he's like, and that's the thing. Like, it took fucking Bakugo 3 seasons to do what Inosuke on Demon Slayer has done in 1 season.
Yeah, just flipped it. Yeah, changed the narrative.
Yeah, it was just like, dude, because if Bakugo stays where he is, he's just going to be Endeavor 2.0.
Right.
And it's like, he's just like, oh, well, Bakugo didn't go to the villains. Like, fucking Endeavor is a hero too.
Right.
And that dude beats his wife and is a fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless like Bakugo is going to like finally be like, all right, like, I'm not number one. Like, I gotta find out how to be a role player. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like, just a spoiled little bitch baby. That's all
little
it is.
Little bitch baby. I just saw that. I was looking at the reviews. By the way, review our shit.
On all podcast platforms, leave a comment. Leave a good one. Give us some 5 stars, you know what I'm saying? But be honest, too.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment, whether it's on Google Play. I know iTunes has it, the iTunes podcast. Mm-hmm. And on YouTube. Yeah. Always comment on YouTube.
Yeah.
Let us know what's cracking on there.
See our faces. Watch our videos.
Yeah, man. And I'm back on my Instagram grind for the page. So I'll be posting more for the animation page.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was just like, Rob is about to tear this guy a new ass.
Yeah.
I mean, other people in the chat. Ty was going in on it. So that's why I was just like, hey, man, you like I got here late. That conversation was going on at like 4 a.m. Our time. I was like, I'm not awake for that. But I appreciate that we got people out here like our fans are. Smart fans.
Yeah.
Smart fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I you did your number three moment, too, right? So we're going into number two. Shit. I would say my number two moment is probably, I'm going to say the veteran episode on Megalobox. Like, that was.
Oh, man.
That was like.
That shit was emotional.
That shit was maybe one of the best constructed episodes. That we've seen on any show, I think, period.
Man.
Like, that was I was definitely in my emotions, the whole arc.
Our show or our episode on that show, or are you talking about that?
No, that particular episode Megalobox is maybe one of the best episodes, like, of anything we've seen.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, the show is definitely up there for me. Mm. I think we've seen better stuff since, but at the time, I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
I think we've definitely seen other stuff that I think I've enjoyed more, but at the time, that episode, like, that whole emotional arc with the coach and just, like, that dude just being like, oh, I heard you got a new dude. Like, yeah. I'm going to fucking destroy him.
Right.
And just, like, seeing his whole thing and, you know, seeing where he came from and, like, his backstory with the coach and yeah. how he felt so abandoned and all that.
With the bomb and all that shit.
Yeah. That shit was brutal, man.
That episode was brutal, but, like, one of the best written things I think we've watched.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
That's going to be my number two.
That shit was so... Like, I remember we talked about it, like, watching Megalobox. I was like, Megalobox was like the reason why the show was so dope, because anime wise for my anime, I was just like, it was cool.
Yeah.
But it didn't give me an anime feel. Yeah. It gave me a movie feel. I think I said that before. I was like, this shit feels like a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I felt. I was like, God damn, like actually the older I've gotten, I've gotten more emotional. I don't know why. I've turned into a hoe. Yeah. Out here in these streets,
I'm saying out here.
But same, man. When you hit your 30s, for some reason, man, something just kind of tricks, man. Like you be like,
yes.
So I remember watching that shit, and like, and maybe because I correlated stuff to, like, you know, even though my dad, he's, you know, he's good from the military and stuff like that. He didn't lose a limb or anything like that. Mm-hmm. My dad was in the military, and I know friends that I went to high school with that are not here anymore. They died giving their life for this shit. Yeah. So like, it made me think to those moments. That's how when I watch stuff, it'll trigger moments like that for me, like actual moments that either happened to me or that I know it happened to a friend. Sure. And I have a big sense of sympathy and empathy. Facts. And yeah, so I went to that moment. I was just like, fuck, man, I know friends that can't even see their families no more. And, you know, I know people that are mentally fucked up from the military. I know, like, my dad was at points he was having like night terrors where he would wake up swinging. Like, that shit is wild.
Yeah.
So like, That shit was very... I didn't have it in my top because I ain't gonna lie. Not that I forgot about it, but I was just like, I was thinking just different moments. And I knew, since you were a Megalobox guy, I knew either you or Ice would have a Megalobox moment in there. So we'll be able to talk about it. But yeah, that shit was...
Yeah,
was I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that was up there. I mean, it's you're right, man. As I've gotten older, like, you rip the headphones off, you definitely well up more, like, cry during movies and shit like that. But
yeah.
Can't get drafted.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the trade-off.
All, can't get drafted. All the shit going on right now, too. We ain't got to go deep into that shit, but fuck.
Fuck.
Bro, I'm...
Fuck.
I'm in my 30s, so they ain't coming after me first, but...
I'm going back to school.
God,
you're looking to a master's degree?
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to get another one. Let's go.
Anybody that has given, you know, their time and life to the service, I salute you.
Yeah, much respect.
Much respect,
much respect,
man.
We got some people in the chat that's went... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made a joke like my dad did 22 years. I'm good. He did enough for the both of us.
Yeah, I think Keith's a Marine.
Yep.
Spider, a couple cats. Like, thank y'all for y'all service, man.
Yeah.
And whatever's that, cracking with.
That shit's crazy. Yeah. Anybody that goes over there and does that stuff, man, even if you're still here, you know, I respect. I don't know about reserves, y'all.
I'm out.
Hey, man.
Reserve. I appreciate the thought.
The reserve going to come over here and give you them hands. What? Give you them reserve hands. Going to come over here on a weekend and go up your ass. Now you're going to fight you on a weekday, but they come over here on a Saturday and whoop your ass. Watch.
I got time.
But yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough how much I appreciate what y'all do for us.
Yeah, yeah. Number two moment. I would say for me is the Vinland Saga series as a whole for me.
Yeah.
Like reviewing that series, I mean, even though I picked it, that's not my style either. Of like, I didn't think, I was just like, this is kind of like when I watched even movies like this about this time, I'm like, oh god, like that's why I hated the first Thor movie. Mm-hmm. If they didn't make Thor more charismatic and funny in the next ones, I would have tapped out on Thor.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just not that type of. I was just like, oh, this shit's boring. I hate the thousand. That whole
dude,
shit.
You know, we were just talking about Jojo Rabbit. The dude who made Ragnarok, he made Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dope. That's
because they
dope.
Literally brought him in because he makes comedy stuff. Like, they brought him in to make Thor more.
Ragnarok was one of the best Marvel movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, that one's a lot of fun.
Yeah. But just Vinland Saga as a whole, man, like, that shit was emotional, too. Like, just watching. Because, like I said, I'm reading the manga now, and this shit gets fucked up again. But it's like, just him, like, all right, watching you lose your father. which is like, it's, honestly, for me, it's always something that I thought about. Like, I feel like, man, I was thought about, like, if I lost my dad, am I ready to be a man yet? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm 34, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm 34, but I was like, I feel like there's still lessons that I haven't learned that I need to learn from my father.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always think about, when I saw that, I always, like I said, I always use empathy and tap back into that moment. But also him as a child, like, mm-hmm. I remember when we first watched it, and that he had that screen.
Blood rage, yeah.
That shit was like, that shit gave me chills. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, I felt that voice actor, whoever does the English version of it, if you don't tap into that same shit.
No, I want it.
Yeah, and I understand I watch dub a lot, but I also respect sub more.
Yeah.
But you have to bring that rage he brought, bro. That shit was so good. Like, I was like.
You knew he was getting vengeance. Yeah, like, you heard every sense, all that pain in his voice.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, man. And then, you know. Oh, you're not caught up by ice, but shit.
I know. I feel like I got so much to say. I just caught up last night. So much to say. Some controversial opinions.
Yeah. But that whole series, that to me, Villain Saga is one of my favorite animes that we watched together as a crew. Mm-hmm. And probably one of my favorite in 2019 in general that I watched.
For sure.
It kept me consistent. I didn't want to turn it off. I wasn't like, oh, this is getting boring. I actually enjoyed the majority of episodes. I feel like they didn't give a lot of not spoilers, what is it, filler,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, they got to the shits, and I appreciated it, and I loved Thorfinn's progression. I love fucking Askeladd as a antagonist / teacher sort of.
Yeah,
he's probably my favorite character next to Thorkell.
I would say yeah. Askeladd's probably my favorite character on the show. Without saying too much about how it ends, I think one of the things I like is the most about the show is thinking back on when we were watching it and reviewing it. I remember when we started to get into like, all right, we're in Wales and stuff, and mm-hmm. learning more about Askeladd, and I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck about Askeladd. I don't give a fuck about any of this Welsh shit.
Right.
Let's get back to Thorfinn. And honestly, by the end of the show, I'm just like, honestly, Thorfinn, like, move aside with your bullshit,
because
what Askeladd is doing is so much bigger than your petty bullshit.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, so, like, we can talk about it later, maybe a little bit.
Getting killed, petty bullshit.
I mean, but, like, honestly.
But you can see him with the chess moves that he made and how, I thought it was cool how he stepped up to the king. They had all the arrows drawn on him and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was all like, I got this. Because Canute was about to get them fucked up. Canute just came in there, dick swinging, like, nah, fuck you, pops. Like, we about to take the throne. And Askeladd was like, chill. Hey, king. Fuck what he talking about. My bad.
Yeah.
We got you. Give us England. Oh, no. Yeah, England and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. give us all of that, and then we can break that up. And then he talked to him like, bro, like, we trying to take over this shit. Like, I got you.
Right.
And I think just how meticulous he is and strategic he is with that. Like, because he kind of lost his way a little bit with the whole Thorkell situation and moving in. He lost all his men.
Right.
So I think this was his, like, redemption time to, like, no, I'm still a strategist. Like, don't get shit twisted. So I think I fuck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good show, because, like, even as much, like, it was on my list and in my notes, I remember, like, just Thorfinn versus, like, that entire fort of full of French people. Like, that scene was fucking awesome. Like,
it was terrific.
Jumping up the wall, like, going for that dude's
and
head.
Just
like,
cleared out. He says, what I need? Got it.
Yeah.
That whole scene was great. And then and they're just about to leave without him, and he throws the head up on the boat, and he's just like, we're not leaving. Where's my duel?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
So, and then to go to the duel and basically have Askeladd beat, but not had a mental capacity to finish the deal, and that just showed how cold Askeladd is in war.
It's not about. Yeah. It's not just about physical superiority. It's about mental. It's about physical. It's about. It's you. Like I said, you could tell he knows the art of war.
Yeah,
Askeladd. Yeah. So, that was my number two moment. Go ahead, guys.
My number two moment was really the Evangelion saga, more specifically the Mr. Me Too part. I think that
everybody
fucking
beat Mr. Me Too.
A little clips action. Like,
what the hell was that guy's name again?
I'm going to
look it up.
What was it?
I'm going to look it up.
That back and forth and how Brennan just stood on that shit. Like, he basically, how y'all say, I'll just stand in, I'll stick my feet in the sand and just stay there. Like, that was him for that guy. And I was just like, He was not going anywhere, and
really
we weren't
wasn't.
Having it.
Here's the thing about
Ryoji.
Ryoji, a.k.a. Brennan. Yeah. Here's the thing about moments like that, and because I understood certain things that Brennan was saying.
Yeah. No, Brennan definitely made some good points. I'll cop to that.
Yeah, because I understand people are like, well, how you can make a good point about Me Too movement? It's like, bro, if you understand, like, working in the workplace, mm-hmm. some shit can be uncomfortable. But if two people mess around, and it's right. like if there's history there,
right.
you know, there's probably going to be a little bit more how they go at each other
yeah.
and stuff like that, and how they even approach each other because there's history there.
It's the energy.
So I understand at some point where Brendan was coming from, but at some point I was like, bro, like you just no. can't.
Yeah, you can't just lock somebody in the elevator and press up on them.
No.
I don't care right. if you fucked 1,000 times.
Right.
If they cut that shit off, that's it.
But like, then, but then Brennan's point at that was like. She kind of wanted it mm. because she didn't stop it, and she was with it, and she went with it. She wasn't mm. like, it's like, oh, I gotta get out of here. She was kind of like, oh man, yeah, mm. you know. It was. I think he was trying to say like, pretty much, she was fighting herself more than she was fighting him.
Yeah.
Which it was like, you know, I think as people, as emotional beings, we do that. It's like, right. yo, I might want to fuck with this person still, but maybe I shouldn't because of these reasons.
Right.
But it's like, I'm still sexually drawn to this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah. I think just our argument was just the fact that he's moving like that. Like,
yeah. The fact that
you were maneuvering. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're trash, dog. Like, you're Mr. Me Too. Yeah.
I mean, because I'm not going to lie. Like, Brennan made, like I said, some good points, especially with the context of their specific relationship.
Right.
Exactly.
But then there's
That's
the fucking scene with that other girl. And he's right. just like, hey, right. like, he where are you going?
Her.
Like,
right.
maybe then, I can, like, quiet you up with kissing your mouth. And yeah. she's like, what?
And that's what killed him.
Yeah.
The other moments, I'm not saying they weren't bad, but the other moments were like, people, you could probably understand because of their history.
Right.
But that moment right there was like, oh, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And the girl was like 12.
Yeah.
yeah
and
right.
she was underage at that.
Yeah,
right. So it was just like, bro, that whole scenario. But Evangelion gave us so many just... That would open up Rob's anger at a point.
Yeah.
And Ice and I just sat back and just said, well, let him have it. Like, I'm not joining.
You can go back and watch that clip. Keenan and I don't say shit.
We're just like, sitting there like.
I'm dying laughing. I'm fucking losing
it. You were just like.
I'm just going back and forth looking like.
Because stepping in at that moment takes away. From that whole moment.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, for them two anyways.
I remember that. I forgot. I was just like.
Only time I stepped in, I think, was like, all right, we have to move
right,
on.
Right, right.
That was it. But other than that, I was like, I got to let this shit ride for a good 5 minutes. Yeah. I have to
and
let which it ride.
It was all of 5 minutes. Like, I'm engaged. I was like, hey, that's it. That is
who
it.
Are you? And then he was like, it wasn't Rob considered like the HR guy here or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Closest to him?
Yeah, because of his name.
And Brennan being the all-powerful, like, pretty much CEO here, yeah. it's like, oh, you use your power out here, Brennan, huh? Wouldn't you? Piece of shit.
That's why I can't say, like, man, I disliked Evangelion all that much, because, like, we got some good talks out of it.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
that's what the show,
did.
Like,
absolutely
it definitely brings up, like, some good talking points. We got
yeah.
some good conversations. Would I watch it again? Probably not.
No, absolutely not.
They got another one coming out apparently in 2020.
Nobody
so like.
I think too, the Shinji a bitch. I think Brennan and I went back and forth about that a lot. I think the
yeah.
dialogue around
that was
really
big.
Good. Because he's a bitch. He's a bitch. And I think, yeah.
I don't think that was even like a. I think we all agreed. I think even with this, yes, Shinji's a bitch thing. That's why I had so many dope moments. But also, too, when it got brought back up, like I said, I think the consistency of Ice's comments, this is what we more debate about. It's like, all right, I'll stick with you with that. That's fine. That's your opinion, right? Because we can argue about opinions, but it's just opinions. But then keep the same energy. Because I think, I forgot who we brought up. I think we brought up...
Zenitsu.
Was either Zenitsu or somebody else recently. What did we just finish watching?
Oh, we talked about Kaneki too.
Kaneki, yeah. But we talked about Tokyo Ghoul.
Yeah,
like
Kaneki.
He's like he was a bitch ass motherfucker too. And then Ice was kind of like, nah, I mean, nah.
He,
really.
I said he was, but then he got active though.
But then,
like he
and
knew Brennan's, what,
and Brennan's argument was, so did Shinji, which. It took longer, probably, but he got it done.
But barely. And to the point where, like, the Evangelion had to take over for him.
Barely
because
or not,
he's such a bitch.
It still gets done. So I would categorize those two guys, at least in the first season, because you said second season he turns up. Mm. But first season, and at the end of the first season, he turned up too.
Yeah.
But, like, all the way leading up to that, they are, to me, damn near the same motherfucker.
He's and I think it's too, it's the Bakugo effect, too, is like, granted, Kaneki is bitching out, but he's just like, oh, I don't want to, like, he's, like, low-key with it. This man, Shinji, is fucking crying. and screaming at the top of his lungs about not wanting to do it.
But
kind of, he's just like, "I'm good, fam."
But
like,
also, but also too, the stakes with them too.
I was
gonna
say, like, that the reality of his situation
is way harder.
Is fucking
bro.
Crazy.
Like
the survival of the human species.
Yeah, he
is
had to worry about
back.
That small little pocket of whatever over here. It hasn't even got to the world necessarily. So, and he has people helping him and be like, we can help fight for you. We can defend you. Mm. Ain't nobody really defending Senji. He got to defend everybody.
I mean, and that's understandable too, but you still don't go out. And the weight on your shoulders as a main character, you can't do that. Like, when you think of main characters in anime and how they are built, granted, you don't want every main character to be cookie cutter, Goku's, Naruto's, save the day, Tanjiro's and stuff. But like, at the same time, like, you got to be with the shits. And I understand development, but they waited way too long for him to,
I agree with that.
Like, to come up and do something. And then even that time, he didn't want to do it. And the people around you, and not to say women are not as powerful as men and stuff, but you got to think about this. Like, in the 90s, like, women weren't, you know, how they were perceived. So you have a woman that's basically like, fuck it, let's. You have two women that's with the shits more than you. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. Like, you got to step up at that point. So it's like, he just bitched down like, oh, I don't want to do it. And you know what's at stake. Like, fuck it. I gotta get after it.
Mm. Women going to definitely get at you for that. That's hilarious. Like, women. They're just not like, you know.
I mean, but something like that and just how from a perspective and how the culture was.
Well, yeah.
Time,
I know what you're saying. And it's like, but some people are just not even just on a male or female base. You just cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
You go through different things. He was cut from a cloth where he was just brought up as a bitch ass motherfucker.
Bitch, yeah. And there's two other people. Yeah.
And they were brought up in a sense of like, yo, I went through some shit as a young.
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, you think about Rei and Asuka, really, like, they both of them were like raised as soldiers. And Senji was just like yanked out of like junior high just like, all right, dude, you're up.
Yeah, like, with no defense, no nothing. They were raised like, especially
his dad is trash.
Especially,
his dad is trash.
Horrible.
Maybe the worst anime dad we've seen so far, and that says a lot.
Yeah, that says a lot.
Oh, we got to go. We'll go into that discussion in another
that is a topic
standalone.
All right,
go ahead to your number one, Rob.
My number one, I'm going to say, is just a character from a show that we watched this year. Basically, anytime he was on screen, he was the best. I'm going to give it to Reagan from Mob Psycho. Reagan on Mob Psycho is my number one anime moment character. Like, that dude is so fucking great. Like, even like the way they ended season one with, like, you know, you think Mob's going to explode. And especially like, you, I thought like when he got hit with that sword, I was like, oh, he's fucking like,
that's
he's
it.
Done.
Yeah.
But like, no, he just comes back with all Mob's powers and just like, it's just like, oh shit. Like, I guess he is psychic.
Yeah, right?
And like,
yeah.
Reagan is amazing.
But like, he's like, and the fact that he's like, he's not as good as Askeladd, like, as far as like a teacher or a guidance guy, but he's definitely better than the coach for Megalobox.
That backdoor, back alley trainer.
Yeah, so like, you know, he just, he's like, he's trash because he's such a con man, but at the same time, like, he does have Mob's like best interest in heart.
I think the turning point for me, and I liked him in before this, but like, the turning point for me to really like Reagan is when he came into with the vases.
The vase shop.
Vase shop, and he was like, oh, you did this. It's another $1,000. This way, you're fucking ugly. So it's another $1 million. Are you doing this? And it was like, no. Yeah. Like, he kind to have Mob's back. Like, I thought that was so dope.
It was so great. But my favorite moment overall is when, like, you know, they're in that big psychic showdown in the compound or whatever. And he's just like, stand back. I got this. And he's like, psychic punch. And just starts punching people.
They
caught him off guard. Like, I lost it. Like, BAM!
Yeah.
And we talked about anime funny moments, and he, like, I know for me, I'm not a big anime humor guy when it comes to this stuff, but he had me legit laugh out loud at multiple moments.
Same.
Now, I really, at first, I was just kind of like, And then, like, I think probably about like the second or third episode, I was like, man, this motherfucker funny,
he,
man.
He won me really over.
He won me over pretty quickly, too.
Yeah. That's why I keep talking. I was telling Ty that in the chat, like, just like, he said he didn't like Reagan. I'm like, bro, Reagan is the fucking best character on the
MVP.
Show.
Yeah.
Like,
MVP.
He say, because since Mob is so dull, it's like he saves. And Mob is funny, too, because Mob's mad petty. He's just like, he's funny too, but it's like that balance of like that kind of like just, you know, this whatever petty humor to like just flat out like like
drop kicking, like, who the fuck drop kicking people,
just
like,
conning the whole fucking spirit realm, whatever you want to fucking call it. It's just absolutely hilarious,
and he's the weakest out of everybody.
Yeah,
like, and he still manages to just to hang around.
That's what they. Yeah, that's why I just love that moment. It's just like everybody's got their big psychic powers, and he's just like running up and uppercutting dudes. Like,
who's watching the second season? Because every time I go to watch something, I see it.
I think it's Brennan.
Brennan's
probably watching
it. I really want. Honestly, that. I mean, are we doing our top three shows too?
No. I mean, I don't. I mean, I probably don't have enough time. Okay, we're just doing moments. We could do top three shows.
I just want to say, that's my number one show that we watched.
That's up there for sure.
My moment, another moment, my number one moment is just honestly also as a whole is Demon Slayer, man. I know that's probably an obvious answer, but like Demon Slayer gave me that feeling back of like Full Metal Alchemist. Like I feel like it has the potential of being one of my favorite. I know Brennan be like, it's the best ever already. I'm like, I can't give it that quickly, but it has the potential of being.
Especially after reading the manga. Right, I'm not too sold on the anime yet, but.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, and me personally, I don't like when Ice keeps saying he's not sold on the anime, which makes zero sense to me because the manga is the anime. It's literally the same thing. Nothing has really changed.
Okay. No, I'm saying after that, like the first season, I'm not sold on it, but I wanted to keep checking it out. Now the manga moving forward, like from the movie on, if they do it page by page, I'm a fucking love the anime. But which they have up until then. But I fucking love the mangas. After like the movie with the fire dude.
His moment. Yeah.
Pillar, that shit. From then on, I would love that anime because I'm going to love to see that in color. But just that season, I just felt like they was checking boxes.
So are you saying like if they could still potentially go the way of like a non-Brotherhood, like Full Metal Alchemist, decide to change up things?
And then I won't,
Well, and but they did that in Brotherhood because of they went past the manga. They passed the manga. The manga wasn't caught up yet. The manga for Demon Slayer is pretty much finished.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Hopefully there's no chance of that happening.
But Demon Slayer, it just gave me that feeling because, I mean, like I think it had its stereotypical check boxes, but it still had super fire moments. It still did what it had to do animation-wise. I love the sibling love and the sibling, like, just I'm going to do this for my brother because I feel like, you know, when you have a sibling, I have a sibling, so I have an older brother. Like, I feel like that's how me and my brother would be, you know what I'm saying, in the sense of, like, we would go hard for each other, no matter the circumstance.
If you turned into a demon.
My brother wouldn't be like, all right, just kill this nigga. He'd be like, all right, man, let's try to figure some shit out. Is there a way we can stop this first?
Right.
But just the animation of that show, the moments, Zenitsu was annoying at points, but this motherfucker was just, he had so many dope moments that just he came through. I love the water pillar. He's super dope. He's super calm and collected when he came through and just chopped off Rui's head. Like he walked through it. He's giving cats problems. He walked through like and ended it. It was like, all right, bro, it's time to get up out of here, man. But that shows you how powerful he is. But then when y'all start watching, if you start reading the manga, you realize
it's next level.
These real demons, the lowers, these motherfuckers are no goddamn joke.
The lower moons, when they fight the pillars?
Bro. Because I'm thinking the pillars going to be giving them problems.
I feel like the pillars are
oversold.
They're
oversold. They're oversold. I think to a point.
But they get active. They earn their strike. They show you why they a pillar.
Right
when you like, why you a pillar? Then they like,
okay.
Oh, I'm a pillar for this reason.
Yeah.
And you like, oh, okay.
I got you.
All right.
Yeah. Ain't no bitch in none of them.
No.
Like the women are super dope in this motherfucker. When you get to their moments in
the
anime,
ones.
Dog, they have a fire.
The
moment.
Bug pillar alone, just from what we've seen in season one, like you can tell she doesn't fuck around. Like when she traps down that one spider girl, I'm gonna kill you slow. It's gonna be great. She's diabolical.
She has a dope moment. Oh man,
yeah,
it's so
all
it's
of the
so
all of the pillars are dope. They have their moments, but them especially when they get in the upper moons.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Next level.
Demon Slayer, I also really enjoyed the first season. It was I don't think I had any moments in my top three, but I really enjoyed that show. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I can definitely see now why, especially watching Tokyo Ghoul, like it's not necessarily doing anything new, but it's just well done. Like it's a well-oiled machine. The story moves. Like I said, it does a lot in its first season that a lot of other shows sometimes take a long time. So maybe that's why it feels it's like checking boxes. But I feel like we're at a point now where we can move forward and break new ground and do new shit that I'm really excited to see.
Yeah. It's kind of like, now as you said, I think it's a lot like Tokyo Ghoul in the sense of, I think they Tokyo Ghoul took a little bit longer to build their world.
Right.
Yeah. But they're just like, hey, this is where we're at. Now let's turn the fuck up. And that's where they, like, Demon Slayer, the first season, built the world, let you know the players. And then the manga fucking turned the fuck up. Like, that movie, I don't know how far into the movie they're going to go. Probably that whole
train thing.
It's amazing.
It should be all about action in that movie. It should be no bullshit.
It starts off slow for, like, 2 seconds, but then it just
turns up, and it doesn't stop turning up.
Do we know when that comes out?
It's 2020 sometime
this year.
Sometime this year now.
But that's why I loved it, because I felt like it got through the moments and the pacing that it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like all the characters, like Inosuke and Zenitsu, they fit perfectly. I love, even though he's kind of like a Bakugo 2.0 to a point. He got annoying, but I liked him about his action.
Yeah.
You know, Inosuke. So,
but he turned. Like Rob said, he got funny where it's like, okay, now you comic relief.
Yeah,
he's
calling Cass the wrong name and shit like that. It's just mad hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's the thing. Demon Slayer had me laughing, too. With the wrong names. Zenitsu had his moments, like, when he's just like, you've been traveling with this girl this whole time. Like, I have to kill you now.
Yeah.
That had me laughing. Yeah.
The sword dude, the dude that makes his swords, that shit was funny, too.
He's funny he has moments throughout the manga.
Even, like, right at the beginning when fucking Tanjiro's just like, the guy's just like, nah, you can have this free rice, and he like slams the coin down into his hand so hard. He's like, no, you take this. I was like, all right, this show's it's gonna be kind of funny.
Yeah, and then you know, just getting to the main character, the main villain, and seeing him and how
Michael Jackson.
And he was rolling up on him like, I'm about to kill this dude. And he was just like, yo, wait a second, this motherfucker. There's something about this dude.
Yeah.
So
he turned back like, what you say, bitch?
Yeah. You want to get this work right now? But yeah, that's my number one moment. Just the most memorable, I guess, number one memorable moment of like enjoying the anime the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ice. What's your number one?
My most memorable moment for me is I don't even remember what we were watching, but I just remember so it's when everybody was fucking dying. So then it's like when Brennan was talking about like how I brought up first. It was like special needs people are strong as fuck, and then like they'd be doing shit. And then Brennan was telling a story about how it's one of the dudes in his neighborhood had on a Green Ranger mask and fucking robbed the ice cream truck. And then I was cracking up about that. And then he was like, I was like, what is he doing now? And he was like, he's in jail now. And then I'm like, for what? And then you two didn't hear it. And then he was like, something statutory. And I was like, I'm laughing and stuff. Yeah. And he said, I'm like, whoa, like, oh shit. No, you didn't hear it.
Yeah,
Rob and I heard
we
it. Yeah,
like,
Rob and I heard it. And we were just like, what the fuck? And then Kenan was like, what happened? And then I'm like, he was like, I was like, nah, we can't. I'm like, I'm not repeating that again. He's like, no, what happened? I'm like, he was on his R. Kelly. And then Kenan was like, oh shit. And then all three of us fucking losing, myself, Rob, and Brennan fucking lose it. And dying. Yeah. And I think the funniest part of that is like Rob trying to come back, and he's like, all right, so. and then he's like, because I'm fucking next to him just dying laughing. And he could not keep it together. Like, that was one of the first times I saw Rob. Usually he'll laugh for a second and then get right back to it. But like, he could not keep it together.
Yeah, as I was like expecting like some ninchaku related crime, and he's just like, nah, it was like statutory rape. I was like, okay, never mind.
Man.
Anyway, we got to come back from that.
He did it. He tried three times until he was just like, fuck it. And
I think it was Tokyo Ghoul we were watching. I don't remember.
It was something earlier. That. Yeah,
was it?
It was way earlier than that. Yeah,
I was fucking dying laughing. Brennan was both of us were out of the screen because we was laughing so much.
I think at that moment too, the R. Kelly thing not just didn't happen. I think that like the finding or whatever R. Kelly, whatever it was, it's called.
Yeah.
At that moment, that documentary had just been released within like a month or two of that.
Yeah.
So that's why I was so like prominent to like to mention that. Goddamn.
I forgot y'all.
Outside the mic, bro.
My bad.
We're making moments in 2020 already.
Already, man. I don't even know what time we're at right now. Oh, 52 minutes. Okay.
I think we should give an honorable mention. I don't think you were here for Princess Mononoke, right?
No, I wasn't.
That was our first 9,000 out of 9,000. Brennan gave it a perfect score. Mm. I mean, we really all liked that movie a lot.
I enjoyed that movie.
I watched it again. I watched it probably in 2017, and I was like, this shit still holds up.
Yeah,
it's still good. She was dope. I probably want to watch it again because I actually think my lady would like that specific anime. But
because we only watched three movies, Broly, Akira, and
right, and we're gonna watch. I'm gonna watch that My Hero one still.
Yeah.
But yeah, Princess Mononoke. I'm sure. I won't be surprised at it if it's in the top moment because it's a dope ass movie.
Yeah.
Good one.
Our conversation around the Broly movie was really good.
Yeah, it was cool to see that.
Yeah, and I understand we pick. I probably pick more moments about the animes instead of like just actual action moments of us having talking. So I'm glad we had different takes on different things.
Yeah.
I'm sure Brent's gonna have his.
I just remember like any time that the ones that stick out to me is just when we're all dying laughing, like
cracking up.
We were fucking talking about Keenan was talking about Brendan's head and we was calling him Diglett and shit.
Oh,
and then
man.
He was like, dickhead. we just kept making dick puns about his head. Keenan and I was fucking destroying
Brendan.
We're
on fire. It's one of those moments where somebody gets roasted and it's just your moment.
Yeah.
You gotta just eat that. You gotta just be like, all right,
take it.
You can't just.
But like, stop being such a dick about it.
But you guys, man, the fans, man, what are y'all favorite moments from the podcast? From 2019, I understand y'all have your favorite moments from your own anime.
Yeah.
Put both. Give us your favorite moments from the podcast, from us, and the anime that we watched, and just your favorite moments in general from us, funny moments or whatever. And then, what are y'all favorite moments from the anime that y'all watched, man? Leave it in the comment section.
Yeah.
We're gonna probably post a clip about this on the YouTube. I mean, on the Instagram, so y'all can even put it under there, comment under there, or put it on there. What's it called? Under our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So
talk about the podcast.
Yeah, please. Talk about the podcast. Spread love to the podcast. Yeah. Some of y'all telling y'all people we get new fans like every single day, man. So we appreciate that shit. So we thank y'all for watching, man. You want to drop y'all stuff, Rob? Go ahead.
Yep, RV Danger on Instagram. You can message me there if you got any problems with my opinion on Bakugo.
If you want smoke with Bakugo, RV Danger on
RV Danger
on social media. He wants it.
He wants all the smoke. Ice.McGowan on Instagram. I've been chatting with a lot of people. I wish I can put everybody in the chat. We still trying to figure out like a Discord or something else we can do to make a bigger chat.
It probably won't happen.
Yeah.
Just putting everybody in it's going to be chaos.
Yeah.
I think
it's chaos already.
It's already chaos.
It's
so like,
pretty chaotic.
Everybody can always comment on the animation page.
Yeah.
And with dialogue, we will comment on there. But having a group chat with it, it's going to be wrecked.
And we've been talking, I've been talking to a lot of people on inside messages. Don't ever think, I know one of the people's like, hey, you probably get tired of me hitting you up. Like, I would never get tired of having a conversation with you about anime. So, like, please keep. I'll have conversations about anything with you guys. I love it. Everybody else love it. Please review. Yep. Give us one. Just to give y'all perspective about things too. Like everybody's been talking about. Oh, we want you to go to expos. We want you to go to this. Like when we try to go for these things, the first thing they say is like, "What's your numbers looking like?"
Yeah.
Like who listening? Who reviewing your shit?
Exactly.
So it's like, do y'all that so we can see y'all.
We're giving y'all the content. So give us. Yeah, y'all got to come back. Give us a number. Spread word of mouth, man. Spread the love, man. Tell y'all friends that love anime, man. No matter who it is, just tell them, man.
Yeah.
And like you said, give us those high ratings so we can get to these expos. And we know we gonna represent for y'all when we go to these expos.
Right.
Yo, y'all the animation squad with us. So when our name is out there, y'all with us. Y'all fucking with us. So definitely leave that. My name is Keenan Baker on every single thing. I appreciate everybody that hits me up individually also, man. Y'all be showing mad love. Some of the anime I'm actually checking out that y'all told me to check out individually. Yeah, but hey, yo, check out this one and that
Gurren
one.
Lagann, I'm watching that right now. It's dope.
Yeah, I got hit with Gurren Lagann, and I was just like,
it's a
mech, right? And
yeah.
I was just like, mech. But, I might get to it. But make sure y'all leave
a good one.
I heard it, too. But leave y'all comments in the comment section what y'all best moments was during the podcast and stuff like that. And we'll see y'all next week, and thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
And so anime was solved forever.